Nicole and Chris Tebow dreamed of having a family of avid travelers. And when they had their first son, Tristan, they started making that dream come true. A cruise when he was 6 months old, his first trip to Disney at 1.5. But a year later, something changed. The three of them were standing in line to enter Disney World.
I was holding him in my arms, and we were just waiting for our turn, and his anxiety level was so high that he just turned around and he slapped me. And he's not a violent kid, and he couldn't handle it. His little body was just so overwhelmed that he turned around and he hit me. And I knew that at that point, you know, something's going on, something's not right.
That was the last vacation they went on before Tristan was diagnosed with autism. Nicole quit her job to monitor her son's therapies and started to work from home as a travel agent. It's then that she realized there was a void in the travel industry. She saw a need for agents for families that include children with disabilities. As soon as she began planning trips for her family again, she started helping others with similar stories, and so began Magical Storybook Travels. Traveling with a child with autism isn't impossible, Nicole says. It just comes with its own separate set of steps.
So for kids with autism, there's a lot of sensory issues that go along with that. A lot of times, loud noises are a huge problem with kids with autism. So things as simple as being in a crowd can be overwhelming. Fireworks is just a nightmare.
She says preparation is key when planning for a family with special needs. Researching hotels or looking for resources like passes that let you cut the line at rides and finding restaurants where you can pre-order specific foods that your children enjoy. Tristan is now 13. He tells me about his favorite family trip so far, an African safari trek at Disney. His 7th time at Disney.
Can you tell me about that? What was it like?
It was like we had to wake up really early in the morning just to go there, and it's really fun. You get to like go behind the scenes and stuff.
Like, what was some of the stuff you saw?
Like, we saw different animals like alligators and hippopotamuses and stuff. And we went on a suspension bridge.
But that casual retelling isn't the whole story. Nicole says it was a long drive in a Jeep with wild animals around, and that suspension bridge was pretty high up.
We talked to the person in charge and said, look, we're hoping for the best, but this may not go how we want it to go. And if he has a panic attack when we get to that bridge, we need to have a plan B. So can we come up with that before we get out there? And they said, no problem.
Tristan made it across the bridge just fine. When it comes to traveling, the airport is probably the most daunting task. Through the arc of Monroe County, people with disabilities and their families can take part in Rock Your Flight sessions, which are offered 4 times a year. Here, they do a full test run of the airport, take off their shoes, go through security, and even get on a plane to learn the system before they do it all for real. Carmela Whaley is an outreach coordinator with the ARC and runs the Rock Your Flight program.
The smells and the sounds and the visual experience, as well as just the lights from when I'm walking and how that can make my body feel. So we want to have folks experience it when they can take their time, when there's not a line of people.
Autism often demands structure, familiarity, and consistency. But vacations are all about new experiences, foods, smells, places. Because of that, Nicole says she knows of too many families that have children with autism who stop traveling altogether. She believes that hurts families more than it helps.
These are the families who need this vacation the most. These people need that break with the therapies and the schedules that they keep up with. They need that family time. And if I can help them get there, that's an amazing thing.
Nicole says travel remains important to her family, which has grown to 3 sons. And she says they only have a few more summers before the kids grow up, schedules change, and those big family trips give way to other obligations. So they're already planning a few more trips to Disney. Caitlin White, WXXI News.